We're basically asking three major questions in our online form. Have you felt health effects from the pollution in Cache Valley? Do you check the air quality on a regular basis? And probably most importantly, what questions do you have about air pollution in our community? And as far as health symptoms go, we're getting a lot of feedback regarding coughing, sore throats, burning eyes, unexplained headaches, sinus infections, and tiredness or lethargy. And a lot of Cache Valley residents have these symptoms, but they don't really know if there's a direct relationship to air pollution, and that's okay, because that's why we're doing this. Logan resident Tiffany Adams says, quote, "I'm not sure if I can completely attribute this to air pollution, but since living in Cache Valley since May of 2012, I noticed differences in my health during the winter. I've had a continuous sore throat and scratchy throat. While it's common for me to get bronchitis during the year and colds or flu during the winter, I've never experienced a lingering sore and scratchy throat like I've had since living in Logan." People just want to know what's going on. Missy Lambert, who lives in Logan, says she's been worrying a lot about how the pollution is affecting her kids and their growing bodies, which is a common question that we're getting. Drew Tebow of Logan wants to know if moving to Logan negated the health benefits of having quit smoking, which I think is a great question. Another source asked, if the air is bad outside, is it also bad inside? Which we kind of know the answer to that question, and we'll be happy to sort of flesh that out later on in the series. Someone else asked, is it worse in the Valley Bottom and maybe not as bad on the benches? We're going to try and get answers to as many of these questions as we can, and we want to let listeners know that they're not alone in worrying about these things. If you want to share your story about air pollution, go to upr.org/source and tell us about it. We're listening. For UPR, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.